My mom told me how long they had to wait before her and dad could adopt me. It was really hard for them.
Waiting is hard to do. Are you patient when you don't get what you want right away? Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I know it's hard to wait for things that you want, isn't it? But you have to remember that God's timing is so much better than yours. And that's because God knows the past, He knows the present, and He knows the future. And that means He knows what's best for you. Isaiah 55:9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." Our story today is called Memory Quilt. "That's going to be so cool when it's finished," Kendon said as she watched her mom sew some pieces of a patchwork quilt. Mom smiled. "I hope so. This project is very special to me." She picked up a few of the fabric squares. "Do you recognize these pieces of material?" "They're scraps from dresses I used to wear, aren't they?" said Kendon. Mom nodded. "Yes, and they remind me that God's way is best," she said as she began sewing again. "I used to become very disappointed and angry when I didn't get my way. I would get upset with God when He didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted." "Really?" said Kendon. "But how do these quilt pieces remind you of that?" "Well," said Mom, "before you came to live with us, I wanted a baby very much. I prayed that we'd be able to adopt one right away, and that didn't happen. Your dad and I prayed and prayed, and we waited and waited. I sometimes felt angry at God for not giving me my way." "But then you got me," Kendon said. "That's just the point," said Mom with a smile. "I didn't get my way. God had His way, and it was much better. He taught us so much during those years when we were waiting, and we grew in our relationship with Jesus. He reminded us that He was with us in our pain and uncertainty and wanted us to bring our worries and sorrows to Him. We learned a lot about patience and about trusting God, and then we adopted you. If you had gotten a baby as soon as you wanted one, would you still have gotten me too?" asked Kendon. "We can't know for sure, but maybe not," replied Mom. "That's why this quilt is such a special project to me. I'm sewing together little remembrances from your life. As I do that, I am reminded of how wonderful God's way was and is for me." "And for me," said Kendon as she gave her mom a big hug. Well, how about you? Is there something that you're hoping and praying for that you haven't got yet? Do you feel sad or even angry that you haven't gotten your way? Jesus understands and invites you to bring those feelings to Him. When you do, let Him remind you of His great love for you and trust Him to help you be patient. We can't always understand His ways, but He promises to be with us and help us follow His will for our lives. So trust Him, knowing His way is always best. Our key verse is Isaiah 55, verse 9.
"As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways."
And our key thought, trust God's way.
Hey, Zach, if Jesus isn't coming back to the earth until everyone believes in Him, how could He ever come back?
Great question. Here's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." So it isn't that everyone will know Jesus and decide to follow Him. It's that every nation will have the opportunity to hear about Jesus and then decide to follow Him or not. Some will decide to believe in Jesus, but a lot of people will reject Him. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.